According to Their Lights by O. Henry. Somewhere in the depths of the big city, where the unquiet dregs are forever being shaken together, young Murray and the captain had met and become friends. Both were at the lowest ebb possible to their fortunes. Both had fallen from at least an intermediate heaven of respectability and importance, and both were typical products of the monstrous and peculiar social curriculum of their overweening and bumptious civic alma mater. The captain was no longer a captain. One of those sudden moral cataclysms that sometimes sweep the city had hurled him from a high and profitable position in the police department, ripping off his badge and buttons and washing into the hands of his lawyers the solid pieces of real estate that his frugality had enabled him to accumulate. The passing of the flood left him low and dry. 1 month after his disabilitation, a saloon keeper plucked him by the neck from his free lunch counter as a tabby plucks a strange kitten from her nest and cast him asphaltward. This seems low enough. But after that he acquired a pair of cloth-top button Congress gaiters and wrote complaining letters to the newspapers. And then he fought the attendant at the municipal lodging house who tried to give him a bath. When Murray first saw him, he was holding the hand of an Italian woman who sold apples and garlic on Essex Street, and quoting the words of a songbook ballad. Murray's fall had been more Luciferian, if less spectacular. All the pretty, tiny little kickshaws of Gotham had once been his. The megaphone man roars at you to observe the house of his uncle on a grand and revered avenue. But there had been an awful row about something, and the prince had been escorted to the door by the butler, which, in said avenue, is equivalent to the impact of the avuncular shoe. A weak Prince Hal, without inheritance or sword, he drifted downward to meet his humorless Falstaff, and to pick the crusts of the street with him. One evening they sat on a bench in a little downtown park. The great bulk of the captain, which starvation seemed to increase, drawing irony instead of pity to his petitions for aid, was heaped against the arm of the bench in a shapeless mass. His red face, spotted by tufts of vermilion, weak old whiskers and topped by a sagging white straw hat, looked in the gloom like one of those structures that you may observe in a dark Third Avenue window, challenging your imagination to say whether it be something recent in the way of ladies' hats or a strawberry shortcake. A tight-drawn belt, last relic of his official spruceness, made a deep furrow in his circumference. The captain's shoes were buttonless. In a smothered bass, he cursed his star of ill luck. Murray, at his side, was shrunk into his dingy and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?